News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A health watchdog report will today issue a sharp criticism of a surgeon over the use of unauthorised springs in spinal surgeries for children. Martin Wall is the public policy correspondent with the Irish Times. He has the scoop today. It's the lead story in the Irish Times. Martin, just tell us what you're reporting this morning.
Well, Shane, good morning. Well, at lunchtime today, I think HICWA, the health service watchdog, will publish a report in relation to orthopaedic services at the Temple Street Hospital in Dublin, which is run by the Children's Health Ireland Group. The listeners may recall that about 18 months ago, there were concerns raised in relation to the orthopaedic services at the hospital. And there were two investigations launched, one ordered by Stephen Donnelly, who's then the Minister for Health, from HICWA, which will come today, and a second one ordered by the HSE, which is coming due course. These followed concerns over poor surgical outcomes, the use of a spinal surgical technique at the hospital, and the use of non-authorised implantable devices, springs essentially, in operations and for children. The HICWA report today will look at two areas that we report. It will look at the issue of how it came about that these springs were actually used by a surgeon in the hospital. And the second piece will look, and it will be in relation to the governance and oversight within the CHI group that allow this to go ahead. And I think that there will be criticisms of both the surgeon for how this actually happened. And there will be, I think it will, the report, we understand, will maintain that there were inadequate or there were not adequate oversights by the CHI, within CHI, that allow this to go ahead.
Now, continue the point. Sorry, Martin.
Yeah, and I think what will happen now is that this report will be published. The Minister of Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, is bringing a memo to Cabinet this morning in relation to the findings of this. And then we will see where that plays out, both with the Minister and in the afternoon in the Dáil, I suspect.
Yeah, because you also write that the government will have to decide on whether it retains confidence in Children's Health Ireland to continue to operate paediatric services and to oversee the opening of the €2 billion National Children's Hospital.
Well, there's no secret that certainly under Stephen Donnelly's time as Minister of Health, there were frustrations in that between senior people in that government and CHI in relation to things like waiting lists, in relation obviously these controversies, and there were others. And the issue then was it went as far as last year, Mr. Donnelly commissioning legal advice as to whether the state could actually take over directly the running of children's paediatric services from the CHI group. And the CHI hospitals, which are Temple Street, Crumlin, and the paediatric service in Talla, as well as satellite, the clinics that they run, the staff there are all public pay from the public purse, they're all public servants, but the board, the governance is run by a voluntary board. So there's fairly convoluted lines of governance, as some of the historic from the time the government had a policy of looking towards hospital groups, to new regional structures in the HSE. So how all this works out. The legal advice to Mr. Donnelly at the time said that a direct state intervention could only take place if there was an independent review that identified governance failings or other failings. So what happens actually now? And because we have to bear in mind as well, obviously this is all about children and the care of children. But from a governance perspective, the cabinet are about to hand over to CHI control to operate a €2.2 billion hospital. And once the builders, BAM, who've been the centre of much criticism on this, hand over the keys of that building to the health service, essentially the government will own, I think, any problems that arise from that in relation to whether it be staffing, whether it be in relation to the transition. So all those questions, I think, will have to be asked. Does the government have faith and confidence in the existing CHI structures? And we'll see what that plays out in the course of the next day or so.
We will indeed. Martin Wall, public policy correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.